Alright guys, welcome back to Masculine Power. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of real talk about building a life you love, on your own terms. Today we're diving into something super important, embracing your emotions without judgment. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Emotions? That's for the birds, right Jake? Nope, we're not talking about getting all mushy or letting things control us. This is about owning your full spectrum of feelings, understanding them, and using them to fuel your life, not sabotage it. Here's the deal, suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them underground like a bad case of root canal that you keep ignoring. They come back with a vengeance, right? Anger flares up when it's least expected, sadness hits hard out of nowhere, anxiety takes the wheel, and you're left spinning your wheels trying to figure out what just happened. Sound familiar? Ever felt like you were on a roller coaster of emotions but had no idea how to get off? You know that feeling when you try to bottle it all up, pretending everything's cool while inside you're a ticking time bomb? So here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the emotional repression and become a master of your own feelings. Number 1. Recognize that emotions are valid. Every single one of them, joy, sadness, anger, fear, even frustration, they all have a place and a purpose. They're not good or bad, they're just information. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like GPS signals guiding you through life. They tell you what needs attention, where you need to adjust course, and what might be holding you back. Number 2. Learn to identify your emotions. This means getting specific about how you feel. Instead of saying, I'm down, try, I'm feeling disappointed because, or, I'm feeling anxious about. Quote dot, being specific helps you understand the triggers that set off these emotions and gives you more control over them. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you're feeling down. You wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, so don't do it to yourself. Remember, everyone goes through tough times. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and offer yourself words of support and encouragement. Number 4. Find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be anything from talking to a trusted friend or therapist, journaling, exercising, listening to music, or spending time in nature. The key is to find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Finally, number 5, remember that emotions are temporary. They come and they go like the waves on the ocean. Don't let them define you or control your actions. Instead, observe them with curiosity, learn from them, and move forward with strength and resilience. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was working on a project that I really cared about, pouring my heart and soul into it. But things weren't going smoothly. Deadlines were looming, the pressure was mounting, and I felt overwhelmed and frustrated. Instead of taking a step back, I doubled down, pushing myself harder and harder until I hit a wall. That night, I couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned, replaying all the mistakes in my head, feeling like a complete failure. The next morning, I woke up exhausted and defeated. But something changed that day. I realized that I had to be kind to myself. I took a deep breath, acknowledged my feelings of frustration and disappointment, and gave myself permission to step away for a while. I went for a walk in the park, listened to some music, and practiced some mindfulness exercises. When I returned to the project, I felt refreshed and more focused. By accepting my emotions instead of fighting them, I was able to approach the challenge with a clearer mind and a more positive attitude. So guys, remember this. Embracing your emotions isn't about becoming a sentimental sap. It's about living authentically, understanding yourself better, and creating a life that is truly fulfilling. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Alright, that's our time for today. Remember to check in with your emotions, be kind to yourselves, and never stop growing. And if you found this helpful, do me a favor, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Until tomorrow, stay powerful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.